Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
Yesterday we talked about K-pop stars who perform in front of screaming crowds.
Okay, they make everything look easy, but in reality it's taken years of training for them to get to that point.
The training is tightly supervised and involves singing and dancing lessons day and night. There are also language classes.
Koreans in the training never feel confident, as they never know if they will debut or get kicked out of their company.
Despite this, many Koreans want to go through this process. Some become successful. However, even if they do, this doesn't mean their lives become easy.
Today we're going to look a little more at the K-pop training process, but also what happens if they pass. Let's read through the article.
Reading. The Price of Fame for K-pop Stars. The training schedules kept by K-pop trainees are strict. Apart from vocal, dance, and language classes, trainees also take acting and manners lessons. This training schedule may last up to 9 or 10 hours a day. To look like a star, trainees must follow a strict diet and exercise plan. Stars from the K-pop group Rania reported their contact with family and friends was limited as well. Besides these sacrifices, singers receive little of their profits even if they make it big. The restrictive contracts can last for over 10 years and give members almost none of the profits from their success. In fact, the agreement signed by K-pop stars with their management company is commonly called a slave contract. Recently, there has been a rise of K-pop groups taking legal action over these agreements. The factory-style grooming process certainly has created some famous international K-pop stars. However, these factors raise the question of whether the industry will become more well-known for its music or problems.
So the second part of our article begins by saying the training schedules kept by K-pop trainees are strict. Now, a schedule, S-C-H-E-D-U-L-E, schedule, is a plan of events, appointments, and jobs. All the things you might need to do in a day or a week. Your class schedule, for example, tells you which classes you'll have on which day. Schedule can also be used as a verb, meaning to organize something and add it to someone's schedule.
Okay, schedule 呢这个字非常常用到，就是指你的计划、你的行事历、行程表。例如呢，有人要跟你约会，约时间开会哦，我们会说 I will check my schedule。我看一下行事历，我有没有空跟你约哦。那呢，我们看到课文呢用 strict 这个字呢来形容我们的 schedule。strict 这个字呢，如果用来形容人呢，表示很严肃、很严格哦。那这边呢，用来形容你的行程表呢，表示呢这个时间呢非常的严谨，不能够呢随便迟到早退。Okay, next the article says Apart from vocal, dance, and the language classes, trainees also take acting and manners lessons.
Wow, so much! So here, the phrase apart from means as well as or besides, while the word vocal, V-O-C-A-L, vocal, means to do with the voice, so either speaking or singing.
OK, 我们首先看到 vocal 呢指的是你的这个声音哦，所以在乐团里面如果我们说 vocal 的话呢表示是乐团的主唱。那我们看一下呢这个片语 apart from 表示呢除了什么之外，记得我们前面课文有讲到 besides, in addition to 表示呢除了什么之外还有，那如果你说呢 except for 表示除了什么之外没有哦，那这边呢我们看到 apart from 则是呢两种情况都可以使用哦，所以呢看到它要特别注意前后文，看呢它是有没有包含 AB, 有没有都包含，还是呢只有 A 没有 B。Okay, all these classes are pretty hard. Okay, the article adds the training schedule may last up to 9 or 10 hours a day.
Wow, so it's like a long job. I mean, even longer, in fact, than most of us. The article also says, to look like a star, trainees must follow a strict diet and exercise plan.
Ooh, that's the worst part.
Yeah, that's that word strict again. It's like every part is strict. So here, it's a strict diet, okay? A diet, D-I-E-T, diet, is a special eating program, usually one that people follow in order to lose weight. So it might involve eating less or only eating certain foods. Most sportsmen and women follow special diets, okay, because they've got to get in a very good shape. Many people go on a diet after Christmas or Chinese New Year, because they eat so much.
OK, 我们看到呢 diet 表示呢一种饮食习惯了，你可能看到很多时候呢这个字呢是翻译为节食哦，因为大部分人控制饮食呢都是为了瘦身，但是呢这个字其实泛指各种控制哦，例如呢刚刚 Pat 有举例到像一些这个运动员呢，他们呢想要变壮或者他们有特别的这个需求，所以他们可能只吃一种食物，有特别的这个饮食习惯呢我们就说 diet。 那实行什么样的饮食习惯，什么样的饮食控制呢，我们可以用 have 这个动词， have a diet 就是有一个这个节食的计划，或是呢 go on a diet 都可以用。 OK, we've got more stories of the training from another star.
Horror stories.
OK, stars from the K-pop group Lanya reported their contact with family and friends was limited as well.
OK, so that means they couldn't go and talk to family and friends, tell them what's happening. Their manager was like, no, don't use your phones, don't use Skype. OK, in that sentence we saw the phrase as well, which just means also. Now, our article now goes on to talk about life after the training. So, the training is pretty hard, but if you survive, it's all easy, right?
Yeah.
Wrong.
You make a lot of money? No.
Wrong. No, 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 no. The article says, besides these sacrifices, singers receive little of their profits, even if they make it big. Whoa. Okay, so they don't get paid much at all unless they're like super, super, superstars. Okay, here we saw the word sacrifice, S-A-C-R-I-F-I-C-E. Sacrifice in this sentence is a noun. We can use it as a verb as well, to sacrifice something. But as a noun, it means the nice things that are given up forever or for a time in order to achieve something. For example, you might make a sacrifice by not giving, or by giving up a band you're in because you're too busy with school. So you say, I can't be in the band, I need to study, so I've got to sacrifice this great time I'm having so I can concentrate on my work.
OK, 我们首先看到呢 sacrifice 这个字呢，它呢可以当作动词，也可以当作名词，我们中文就翻译为牺牲了，你必须要牺牲什么事情。 You can say sacrifice something, 去做一些事情 to achieve something。那另外呢，它当作名词呢，你可以说 to make a sacrifice, 就是呢你做一点牺牲。例如刚刚 Pat 解释到说呢，你可能因为你的课业繁忙， so you have to give up, you have to give up your band, you have to sacrifice something to do better in school. 你必须呢要牺牲某一些事情呢，在学校里面才能做好。那另外呢，我们看到这个片语 apart from, 除了 apart from 呢，这个片语刚刚讲说是什么之外呢，我们看到 as well, as well 呢，中文就翻译为也。例如呢，你可能都学过，像是逗点之后加上 to 啊，或是你可以说 also, 就是也怎么样这样的意思，我们会用 as well, 有的时候呢放在句中间我们会说 as well as 这样子的用法。 OK, in that sentence we also saw the word profit.
That is right. So a profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, profit is the money made from selling things or doing jobs. It's also, it's not just the money you make, it's actually what is left afteryou've paid your costs. Let me give you an example, okay? If you spend 3,000 NT dollars to make something, then you sell it for 10,000 NT, then the profit is 7,000 NT dollars, because it's the 10 minus the 3 you spent, so your profit is 7.
OK, 我们看到呢 profit 呢中文呢就翻译为利润哦，例如做生意要赚钱 make some profits 就是有盈利有营收。那 profit 刚刚呢 Pat 有解释到呢，不是说你这个净赚进来的收入， profit 是指你的净利哦，所以你要记得扣掉什么东西， cost 要扣掉你的成本哦。那课文呢这边说呢，这些明星赚了很多钱，但是呢只能拿到少少的。 What about the phrase make it big?
Yeah, that's a good phrase, and it is today's shortcut for you. So let's learn more about the phrase make it big by watching the video.
Shortcut for you.
What is your dream job?
I'm not sure, but I would love to work with animals in some way. What about you?
I want to be famous.
Okay. Doing what, though?
I'm not sure, but I do know I'm going to make it big.
You're going to get big? I don't think you need to get fat to be famous.
I'm not talking about gaining weight. To make it big means to become successful, and usually very wealthy, too.
I understand now. So to make it big means 大获成功.
Exactly.
Well, what do you want to do for your career, then?
I told you, make lots of money.
I think you need a skill in order to make it big.
Details. Details.
Whoa.
Okay, so to make it big just means to become successful. Now let's keep reading and find out why making it big isn't always the end of the difficulties for the K-pop stars. The article says the restrictive contracts can last for over 10 years and give members almost none of the profits from their success. So the word restrictive is spelled R-E-S-T-R-I-C-T-I-V-E, restrictive. And that means there are a lot of rules and limits on a person's freedom. So these contracts don't allow the K-pop stars much freedom or allow them to make much money.
哦，好，我们首先呢看到 restrict 这个字呢当作动词呢表示限制哦，例如呢 restrict his freedom 限制呢他的自由，他不能够呢到处走到处玩，这边后面呢加上 IVE 又变成形容词，就是呢形容限制的受限的，例如呢我们可以讲说很紧身的衣服哦 restrict clothing
restrictive clothing、
yes. restrictive clothing、yeah. 所以呢这边呢形容合约 contract 形容这个合约呢 restrictive 就是指呢这个合约很严格很多规定哦，这个韩流明星呢他没有太多的自由。
Next, the article says, in fact, the agreement signed by K-pop stars with their management company is commonly called a slave contract.
Mm.
Okay, we've got a few words to look at here, and the first is management, M-A-N-A-G-E-M-E-N-T, management, okay? Management means the people in charge of a company,kind of considered as a group. It can also be used to mean the process of managing people, but in our article, it's just the managers, the bosses.
Okay, 首先看到 management 这个字呢，它是从动词 manage 来的。那这个字呢 ，manage 就是表示管理的意思，所以呢 ，management 就是指管理这件事情哦，管理学或是管理公司的这件事情。那刚 Pat 你有讲到说，例如呢，这个公司里面的有人他会这个管一家公司嘛，对不对？他说 in charge of a company, in charge of 就是负责什么样的意思。那呢这边负责管理的这个人呢，就是经理人，我们就说 manager 在后面加上 er。还记得呢，我们说动词后面加上了这个 er 就变成人哦。那呢 management 呢，这个课文里面的单字呢，就是指管理这件事情。We also saw the word slave.
That's right. A slave, S-L-A-V-E, slave is a person who is owned by another person. Now, several hundred years ago, this was very common, and many people from Africa were owned by white people from Europe and America. Thankfully, owning slaves is now against international law.
OK, slave 这个字呢就是我们中文说奴隶的意思、哦、像刚刚 Pat 举例呢在欧美国家呢几百年前呢他们家里面都会有黑奴、哦、那呢这么沉重的词语可能不要这么可怕嘛。那呢例如小甜甜布兰妮 Britney Spears 他就有唱过这首歌 I'm a slave for you 就是呢我是呢成为你这个爱情的奴隶了那呢回到我们的课文哦 Why aren't these contracts against the law as well?
Well that is a good question Why are these contracts okay?The article says, recently there has been a rise of K-pop groups taking legal action over these agreements. So to take legal action means to go to court to challenge something and say, it's unfair and it's against the law.
OK, action 呢指的就是动作 ，take action 这个片语呢则是指采取行动。例如呢，我们课文里面说 take legal action 指的是采取法律行动啊。例如呢，这个报章杂志很常看到去按铃控告，这就是一种 legal action， 就是呢采取法律行动。那呢，或者说我们再造一个句子 ，You should think before you take action， 在呢你行动之前呢，应该要思考一下。OK, our article starts its conclusion now, saying the factory-style grooming process certainly has created some famous international K-pop stars.
Yeah, it has. Now, the word groom, G-R-O-O-M, groom, means to prepare or train someone for a purpose or activity. We also use the word meaning to kind of look after a dog or horse by brushing its coat, but here we just mean creating someone, training someone for something.
Okay, groom 呢就表示呢是东西整洁的意思，例如刚刚 Pat 有解释呢，帮狗狗梳毛、洗澡，或者是呢为一些特别的事情来做准备。但是呢现在常看到 groom 这个字呢，是因为最近呢很多男生也开始注意保养啊，皮肤要很好。那这些产品呢，为了不要这么娘呢，要跟女生呢有一点分别，所以呢你很常就会看到 grooming 这个字呢，就是指男生的理容啊，或是皮肤护理等等等。那呢注意到呢，在我们课文里面呢，则是指这些韩流明星的训练了。那这边说呢 ，the factory style grooming 就是呢指工厂式的训练，表示呢军事化的非常严格的训练。
So our article finishes by saying, however, these factors raise the question of whether the industry will become more well known for its music or problems. So what the last sentence is saying that because the training is so hard and the life of a K-pop star is so demanding, what are people going to think of when they think of K-pop? Is it young, beautiful stars and music, or is it strict training and slave contracts? Okay, well, that's something to think about, but right now it's time for us to move to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So our question is, what would you be willing to give up for fame? Remember that word sacrifice?
Yes.
What would you sacrifice, make a sacrifice of for your fame? And explain your answer.
For my fame, I don't really want to be famous.
You don't? Okay.
For me, I think wealth is more important.
Oh, well, all right. Well, I would give up some things for fame, depending on what kind of fame.
Okay.
I want to be a famous writer, but not many people chase us around and get into our privacy, you know, compared to a famous actor or musician. On the other hand, I have to expect that people might want to know, you know, want to talk to me or pictures with me. Famous writers like J.K. Rowling or George R.R. Martin, they get people following them and wanting to talk to them all the time. On the other hand, I'd also have to give up my free time to do all of these kinds of things. And that might make it hard for me to write and hard for me to spend time with my family.
Yeah.
So those things maybe I wouldn't want to give up. I think you've got to put your family and like maybe first and your interests, like if it's your hobby, your life, that's still got to come before like all the fame stuff really. So yeah, maybe you're right. It's better maybe that nobody knows who I am than just know what I write. Okay, that is all the time we've got for today. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll talk to you again soon. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
Bye.
The price of fame for K-pop stars. The training schedules kept by K-pop trainees are strict. Apart from vocal, dance, and language classes, trainees also take acting and manners lessons. This training schedule may last up to 9 or 10 hours a day. To look like a star, trainees must follow a strict diet and exercise plan. Stars from the K-pop group Rania reported their contact with family and friends was limited as well. Besides these sacrifices, singers receive little of their profits even if they make it big. The restrictive contracts can last for over 10 years and give members almost none of the profits from their success. In fact, the agreement signed by K-pop stars with their management company is commonly called a slave contract. Recently, there has been a rise of K-pop groups taking legal action over these agreements. The factory-style grooming process certainly has created some famous international K-pop stars. However, these factors raise the question of whether the industry will become more well-known for its music or problems.
Vocabulary Review.
Schedule. My schedule is really full on Mondays, so I don't have much free time then. Diet. Regina is on a diet. She wants to lose 3 kilograms. Management. Lisa got promoted to the management team at work, so now she helps control the company. Slave. In the U.S., black people were once forced to work as slaves for white people.